Good morning, we're continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're studying Klal Yudzayin, which is the Malacha of Toichin HaToichin. So in the Mishkan, we had the Malacha of Toichin, that they would take the Samamonim, the herbs which were used to make the dyes, and they would crush them. According to Yerushalmi, the source of Toichin is the grains which were ground into flour to make the Menachos. So we have two possibilities. But in both the situations, the flour, by being ground from kernels into flour, adds a whole new function, different than the original function of the kernel. You cannot make a kernel into a dough, into a bread, and by the process of grinding it into flour, it's possible now to make it into dough and make it into bread. So it becomes a different item through the grinding process. So that's your primary scenario of the Malacha of Toichin. Taking a vegetable and cutting it into smaller pieces, we could have argued possibly that's not the Malacha of Toichin because it's the same vegetable, larger or smaller, just it's in smaller pieces. But the Gemara said that that's incorrect. Slicing a vegetable very, very thin, chopping into very small pieces, goes into the Malacha of Toichin, even though it's not a qualitative difference, it's more of a quantitative difference that is still significant enough to be considered the Malacha of Toichin. So the Chayyim says, Kol HaShoichik Tavlin V'Samoni B'Machtesh V'Sarei Z'Toichin V'Chai. A person takes Tavlin, takes spices, samonim or herbs, and pounds them in the mortar to grind it into small pieces is considered teichin and is going to be chayiv. Fika chatzarach lodik papalin, gets behem. Person wants to grind peppers to be able to make them from it being a peppercorn into the finely ground pepper that the person would use as a spice, as an ingredient in the food. Litan l'secha macha b'shabbos. Reza koshis b'yad ha-sakin b'kiyotze b'y. So Chazal came along and said that since preserving the flavor of the spices was difficult, they did not have the vehicle to preserve them well. Chazal are going to create a leniency if there's a significant shinui in the process of Toichin. They're going to be moderate. We will see as we continue along. We mentioned this idea already before that many times an act of shinui just downgrades the malacha from being osur midoraisa to being osur mirabanan. But there are some exceptions where Chazal saw a need to downgrade the malacha because of a shinui from being usher to being mutter. They were matter based on the shinui. Chayim says over here we're going to do a shinui. The malacha of Toichin applies to grinding the peppercorn into pepper. And by doing the act of doing a shinui, we're going to be matter it. Chayim says we were going to require two shinuyim. The first one is instead of using the pestle, which was the normal thing that a person would use to pulverize something inside of the mortar, a person is going to use the handle of a knife, the back of a knife. So it's a fairly similar shape. It's not perfectly shaped for the purpose of pounding and grinding, but it'll work, but it's definitely a shinui. So the person has to do a shinui of using the back, the handle of the knife, as opposed to using a pestle. And even when a person does that, we're going to require a second shinui, that a person cannot put it inside of the mortar. So the person cannot put it inside of the mortar, the crucible which holds it normally, but he puts it on a plate and he pounds it on the plate. Otherwise, he's doing an act which still has the the weekday type of, it's the normal function of doing it in some level, is done in the Machteshes. So even though he's changed the pounding utensil, but what it's being done inside of, he's leaving the same, that's still going to be Asur. It's only going to be Mutter. If a person changes both of them, it's done onto a plate, done on a plate, and it's done with the back of the handle of a knife. Chen Melech Hagas, a person has rock salt, which he wants to break into smaller pieces. So a person cannot do this inside of the mortar. A person has to do it on the table, for example, or on a plate. And the person would use the back of the handle of the knife, as opposed to the normal utensil which one uses for pulverizing and grinding. So this halacha, Mr. Rudis points out, whether referring to a case of a mortar which is made out of stone, and a pestle which is made out of stone. The pestle is the grinding in the implement, and is done inside of the mortar and the pestle. But even if the pestle is made out of wood, which is less common, that's not a significant enough of machinery. The person has to, person cannot use that. Person has to use the back of the handle of a knife. So the Chayyim immediately jumps into the heter of Shinoi. He's jumping immediately to a practical case where a Teichon potentially could come up on Shabbos and what's going to be Mutter. We'll see more details about Hashem in the upcoming Shurim, and meanwhile, have a good day.